In today's minute, I would like to discuss the Aseres Hadibros. Short things, a few short things related to the Aseres Hadibros. First thing, do you say the Aseres Hadibros every day after davening or before davening or part of davening? Now, the reason why this is an issue is because this is recorded in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Kohanim, when they did the Avodah, part of the Seder HaTzvilah was to recite the Aseres Hadibros. They brought the carbon, they offered, they slaughtered Tomit Shal Shachar, they cut it up, they did Kabbalah, Halacha Zrika, they cut up the carbon, they put the pieces of the animal on the ramp of the Mizbeach, they salted, they applied salt to the carbon, and you have to wait 18 minutes for the salt to settle, to draw out the blood from the meat of the carbon. And while the carbon was waiting on the ramp of the Mizbeach, they went into the Lishkas Hagozis to daven Shachris. And what did they daven? The Mishnah says they davened, they said Baruch Hu, they said Yoitzer Or, made one bracha, and they said the Aseres Hadibros, Kriya Shema, Emes V'Yatziv. They didn't daven Shemona Esrei, they just davened, they said Ritzei, and Birchas Kohanim, an abridged version of Shachris. No Shemona Esrei, but Yoitzer Or, Birchas Aseres Hadibros. It was part of the Nusach HaTzvilah after what we do during, after Baruch Hu, they recited Aseres Hadibros together with Kriya Shema. So we see they're studying too the Aseres Hadibros, and indeed the Gemara tells us that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah very much wanted that part of the Nusach HaTfilah, every single day we should recite the Aseres HaDibros. The reason why they stopped and they did not follow the pattern of the Kohanim is because of the Tal'oives HaMinim, because of the mixture of the Apikarsim. There were many Apikarsim who wanted to say the only thing you have to observe in the Torah is the Aseres HaDibros. You need not observe the Tayag Mitzvos. Those are, you know, for the Mahajan. If you want to just be a good Torah Jew, just observe the Ten Commandments and you're done. Everything else you can do. You don't have to eat kosher. You don't have to... everything. Nothing. Nothing has to be. You don't have to wear tefillin. You don't have to... Only thing you have to do is observe the Ten Commandments. So in order that no one should make that mistake, Chazal did not want to give any special emphasis to the Aseres HaDibros, and they decided, even the Kohanim, even though ideally it should be said, because Aseres HaDibros remind us of Matan Torah, no, you don't say the Aseres HaDibros, it's not part of the Nusach HaTzvilah. We have to listen, the reason why they did, why would it be ideal for us to recite the Aseres HaDibros? So we discussed this many times, that the main principle of Yadus is Matan Torah. What makes us special, dealing with, compared to other religions? Every single Jew was present at Har Sinai, when Hashem gave us the Torah. Loi b'seser dibardi. Unlike other religions where it all starts with one leader, Yashka, Muhammad, they claim that God came to them and God told them certain things. Really? Do you have any witnesses that can prove that God came to you and revealed himself to you and told you about this new religion? No. Big, big secret. No one was there. But by Klal Yisrael, every single member of Klal Yisrael was present at Har Sinai and saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu come down on the mountain and give us the Torah. Matan Torah is the Sherish of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And what happened there? Aseres HaDibros. Therefore, it is essential, it is something which is very important to focus on. And ideally, we should recite the Aseres HaDibros every single day to remind us of Matan Torah, to remind us of the divine revelation which has given Klal Yisrael its Kedusha. We trace ourselves back to Matan Torah. But because of the Apikorsim, who want to come along and say that the only thing which is important is Aseres HaDibros, and just do the Ten Commandments and forget about the rest of the Torah, therefore Chazal said, don't say the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, now, fine, we're not going to say the Aseres HaDibros part of the Nusach HaTfilah together with Sibur Baruch Hu. Are you allowed, or should you say the Aseres HaDibros after davening is over, or before davening as a group. So what's very interesting is that the Marsham, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Marsham, it was his custom, that they said B'tzibur, the Aseres HaDibros, before Baruch Sha'amar. Before they would begin Baruch Sha'amar V'Hoy Ha'alam, in between Mizmar, Shir Chanukah Sabayis HaDavid, L'man Yizamer Chavon V'loidam Hashem V'Lachel Adam Odeka, right before they would start Harei Mezamein, before they would start Baruch Sha'amar, B'tzibur, they would recite the Aseres HaDibros. So the question was, how could you say do but still? Didn't we have done? We just thought over here that they were mavatal yaseres hadibros, the part of nuschatil, because of tiroides haminin. So his answer was that's only when it's part of the baracha, within the baracha of yoitzer or uvari choishech, to incorporate at kach in the nuschatil, that is forbidden. But before davening begins, before you say a bracha, before you say the bracha, the opening bracha of Pesukah de Zimra, or Baruch Shamar, there is no prohibition to recite the Aseres HaDibros Afilu B'tzibur. And the reason why he felt that it's important to say the Aseres HaDibros before Baruch Shamar, for two reasons. Number one, Baruch Shamar, it says the word Baruch 10 times. It really says it 13 times. But three of the times that it says it is not part of Likud Baruch. It's only how you count. There are two different ways to count the baruchs. Either count 30 times, or you can count 10 times, and the other three you can discount. Let's discount three. You have to look at it later on. There are 10. Those 10 baruchs correspond to the 10 times, the 10 dibros. Number two, how many words are there in Baruch Sha'amar? 87. Where did Baruch Sha'amar come from? There's a tradition that it came out of heaven. It was written in heaven, and it settled, came down from heaven, and it's a pasuk of Roshoi Kesem Paz, which Kesem means gold, Paz means also it's a certain type of gold. Paz means fine. A fine gold. Paz is 87. There are 87 words in Baruch Sha'amar. Roshoi, the beginning of Tefillah, the beginning of Pesukei de Zimra, is the finest gold. It's the most beautiful bracha. A bracha that has originated in heaven and came down from heaven. Now, if you look in Tehillim, where this pasuk is written, and you study the parshamim, the Iker Perish of Roshei Kesem Paz refers to Aseres HaDibros. It was the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klal Yisrael, Roshei, the first revelation. Kesem Paz was fine gold, was the revelation of Matan Torah, the Aseres HaDibros. So since the pasuk, Roshei Kesem Paz refers to both. The Drush, okay, it's a much later Drush obviously refers to Pesukah de Zimra. But the Iker refers to the Aseres HaDibros. And there are 10 times the word Baruch in Pesukah in Baruch Sha'amar. Therefore the Marsham said it's a great idea. We should say B'tzibur, Aseres HaDibros, before we recite Baruch Sha'amar. That was his minuk. That was a custom. It's the Gemara. The Gemara says to Kohanim every single day, part of the Nusach HaTfilah recited Baruch Aseres HaDibros. It is fundamental to Yados. These are the principles of faith. This is Matan Torah. We have to be reminded. Chazal said we shouldn't do it anymore because of the Apikarsim, which say just do this, do nothing else. Just because Chazal took it away from the Nusach HaTfilah inside the bracha of Yetzar doesn't mean we should take it away entirely. We should say it. But Tzibur, when? The next best time to say it is before Baruch Shema for these two reasons, Reisha, Kesem, Paz, and the 10 times the word Baruch. However, we all know that even that has fallen away. No one does that today. You ever heard anyone doing this today? And some were critical of the Marsham. They felt that it's not proper. Since Chazal have taken away B'tzibur, it should not be done B'tzibur, period. Zero zilch. Don't do it at all. However, if you want to do it, there's nothing wrong with saying it privately. And indeed, there it's in the all of the Siddurim, have it after davening, and it's a very important thing, it's a very good thing, Matar Manon, for a person to remind himself every single day of the Shurish of where we come from, of Matan Torah, the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, that's one idea. Another idea. No one knows this, we don't have a really good source for the following. It's, if every Aron Kodesh, Kemat, has the Luchos, right? You have the Luchos. For some reason, Luchos are round, the round Luchos are from Michelangelo. That's not the luchos. They're supposed to be square. They're not supposed to be round. But why are the luchos on top of the Aron HaKodesh? Why is that not included in the problem of tiroides haminim, Apikarsa will say, just observe what it says on the Aseres and the Aseres and Dibros, and the Aron do nothing else. It's a very big mystery. It's a very big mystery why, where it came from. Obviously, the Aseres and Dibros, like we said many times, it represents our Sharashim. Matan Torah, the divine revelation, Hashem spoke to every single one of us, it's our beginning. Okay, but why is it so important to have it on the Aron Kodesh? It's like, if you don't have it on the Aron Kodesh, it's like, you know, it's not an Aron Kodesh. It's not clear. People struggle with this. It goes back at least 500 years, this custom. At least 500 years to have Luchos somewhere on the Aron HaKodesh. Okay. There are those that object. You know, there are those that object to the Luchos because of this idea of the Gemara, Teroides Haminim, the whole Torah is equal. Okay, next thing I want to speak about is standing for the Aseres Hadibros. Those people who do not stand for laning. It's too hard to stand. It's difficult to stand for the entire Kriya Satara.
Where were the Luchos in the Beshamin?
In the Aron. In the Aron itself.
Where was the Aron in the
Beshamin? Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
So could that be?
Yes, that's all part. Because the Aron HaKodesh is the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Parochas is Mavul Ben Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Luchos are inside. Okay, so we have the Torah that's inside, so it's a Zecher. I mean, obviously, that's what it's all about, but...
So why would be afraid of me and the grab on to that?
Because you come into shul, what do you see? You see the Ten Commandments. So what's the message? The message is, that's the only thing that you have to observe in the Torah. Everything else is just a Chumrah. Cholav Yisrael. It's like Cholav Yisrael. I don't drink Cholav Yisrael. So I just do the Ten Commandments. That's Apikorsis. That's the danger. That's the objection.
You have to have the even on the Aron itself.
Yeah, the whole world. This is not
not, not just on the parochas. It's even on
yeah,
top.
Yeah. The whole world is like that. That's the Adrav. That's most shuls have it on top. They have it on top. Okay, that's a topic of discussion, which
I
is something.
I said that there were 600
Tayag. They're all nichlal. They're all nichlal. He's saying Rav Sadigon that all of that all of Tayag mitzvos are hidden in the Aseres Hadibros. That's a very Kabbalistic. That's a very deep idea, which is hard for the average person to relate to. Okay, let's just go to one more topic. I don't want to run out of time. But the topic is: do you stand for the Kriya Satara Aseres Hadibros? Okay, it's a very nice thing. A person lechatil, if he can, if he's able, he should stand for the entire Kriya Satira, of course, but if you can't stand for Kriya Satira and you only sit, should you stand for the Aseres Hadibros? So the minig is yes, among Ashkenazim, I think it's double portion admaot in all of the Ashkenazim, all of the shuls from the Ashkenazim, when it comes to the Aseres Hadibros, the guy gives a clap, everyone gets up and stands for the Aseres Hadibros. By Svardim? Is Svardim?
Yeah, it was before that,
don't.
But they don't know.
You don't, right?
There is no difference between the Bereshit and...
Right. Do you stand for that Aseres HaDibros in the shul?
No.
So by the Sfarim they don't. The Sfarim, this one
there
of the differences...
There's no difference between the...
Right. By the Sfarim there's no difference. They don't stand for the Aseres HaDibros. But by Ashkenazim... By Ashkenazim it's Kodesh Kodashim. You have to stand. So the problem is why.
Therefore, the Sadukim, they say, Afikorsim say it is important.
Exactly, that's exactly what we just said. That so many object why, by giving special chashivas to the Aseres Hadibros, you are saying that we have that same problem. Til oides haminim, you'll come to say the only thing that is important is the Aseres Hadibros, and nothing else is important. So there are many that object. Now the truth is, they found in the Kairoi Geniza, a tshuva to the Rambam. Someone wrote this question to the Rambam and took note that people are standing for the Aseres HaDibros. And the person that wrote the letter, he said something amazing. He wrote that, I know why this happened. You know why people stand for the Aseres HaDibros? It's very simple. It's like, I told you yesterday in service with the Chazon Ish, with the talis, that mistake, the reason why he wore a talis for a minute was because of his garment. It's the same thing. It's because who did they give the Aseres HaDibros to? Who got the Aliyah? The Rav. The most chashur person in the shul. So, Ya'amoid, Moireinu, Harav, the Rav of the shul. So the Rav got up from his seat and he came to the Bima for the Aliyah. The Tziba was Mechabe the Rav. They all stood up. They remained standing. That's how it came to be that the Olam stood for the Aseres Hadibros. Not the Aseres Hadibros. They stood up for the Rav. They got the Aliyah for the Aseres Hadibros. But what happened? Over the generations, people forgot what happened, and then there was no the Rav's on vacation, or there is no Rav, or they don't like the Rav. And what? They still stand for the Aseres Hadibros. Why? Why are you standing? I'm standing for the Aseres Hadibros. You forgot that the reason why they stood was for the Rav, and now they end up standing for the Aseres. So this is what the person told the Rambam. So the Rambam went on, he wrote a whole very long tshuva. He wrote a tshuva, very strong tshuva, that you should not stand for the Aseres Hadibros because of the Gemara Tirovis Aminim. There is no difference between the sanctity of the Aseres Hadibros and the entire Torah. They're all equal. It's all equal. It's not right to give chashivas to one part of the Torah more than another part of the Torah. And the Rambam was very, very strong, and he rejected and told people not to follow this minhag. And being that the Sfardim are very much in tune with the Rambam, that's why Bisman Hazef, and what I've read, I don't know, I don't doubt in the Sfardim Shul, but when I've read that the real Sfardim are very mocked not to stand for the Aseres Hadibros, there is no difference. However, Ashkenazim never accepted this, and that Karagini is only 200 years old at most, whatever it is, but the Ashkenazim continue to stand for the Aseres Hadibros. Now, there's a whole, but what about the Rambam? So first of all, you should know that there are a lot of Gedolim show that hold that things that were found in the Cairo Geniza, things that have already been established as Mesoira, as tradition, if you'll dig up, you'll find some things, nukes, sovim from Gedolim, it's too late, too little, too late. This is the minog. You're not going to go change halacha from things that have been discovered now in the Geniza. Maybe it was in the Geniza because the Rambam changed his mind. He never sent the letter. He wrote the letter and he decided, you know what, I'm not going to send the letter because let them stand. Alright, so there are different customs. So why is it so? Why is it not a problem? So I just want to point out two few things. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's not a problem because it's not the only thing that we stand for. We stand for Oz Yashir. We stand for Chazak. Being that we stand for other things in the Torah, not just the Aseres Hadibros, what's the whole objection? The objection to the Aseres Hadibros is no one should come along and make a mistake and think the only mitzvah you have to observe are the Ten Commandments. And all other mitzvahs you need not observe. Chol of Yisrael. We don't want Tayag mitzvahs to turn into Chol of Yisrael. That's the problem. It's not a problem because no one's going to do that based upon standing for the Aseres Hadibros because we also stand for Chazak 5 times a year, end of each Chumash. We stand for the Shira. What else do we stand for? Anything else we stand for? Mr. Nussbaum? Other things we stand for. So being that we stand for other things, no, that's davening. Being that we stand for other things, it shows that we're not standing because this is the only part that's important in the Torah. There's a chavivus for this part because of Matan Torah, but not that it's the Iker. So therefore, what? Parsh Zachar. Parsh Zachar we stand for.
No.
No, you don't have Parsh Zachar?
Yad Midot, no?
No, you don't stand for that. So therefore, that's a very good answer. It's a very stark answer why it's not a problem. That's not. I'm going to give you another answer. Another very good answer why we don't stand. This is a very important answer. Is we know that there's something called Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. There are Ta'amim, how we lane. Now, if you look in the Chumash, the Aseres Hadibros, how many psukim are the Aseres Hadibros? I don't remember exactly. There are a number of psukim. Some dibros, leitirtzach, leitignav, leisinav, they're all part of one pasuk. That's and then yeah, something like Shabbos has a few psukim. The ta'amim, if you would lay it, you would break up the Aseres Hadibros into its psukim. Some dibros would be joined, the short ones would be joined together, and the longer dibros would be broken up into multiple psukim. But then there's something called tam elyon, where the trop is changed. Each dibur is one pasuk. Shabbos is the ta'amim of Shabbos is changed so that the entire dibur of Shabbos is one pasuk. Leitirtzach is one pasuk. Leitinof is one pasuk. Why do we do that? Why is the custom? Now, first of all, you should know it's not so similar. We always do. There are different minhagim. It used to be the minhag. This is a minhag in the topic of itself. Maybe what they will talk about. It used to be the minhag. The only time they did Tam Elyon was on Shavuos. They did not do Tam Elyon in Parshas Yisrael, and they did not do Tam Elyon in Parshas Voschanan. Today, for whatever reason, which is not clear, maybe it's whatever the reason is, we always do Tam Elyon. It's a mystery why we do this. We always do Tam Elyon, Parshas Yisrael, Parshas Voschanan, Shavuos. We're always in a rush to dramatize the Aseres HaDibros by breaking up the whole Dibros into separate Pesukim. Why do you do that? Why do you do it? What's the idea of Tam Elyon? It's a reenactment. When you do Tam Elyon, what you're really doing is you're making believe that you're actually standing at Har Sinai and you are receiving the Torah. If you do Tam Tachton, you're listening, you're learning. You know, the Baal Kori is reading the Torah, you're sitting in your chair, you're listening. This is Torah. You learn a Daf Gemara. You read a pasuk in Chumash. You learn a pasuk in Yeshaya. You're learning Torah. What does it say in the Torah? It says like Tidlev, Lesinov, Lesirtzach. It says Zochar Hashem Hashabbos. It says Noch Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yilecha, Lo Sisa, Kibud Av V'Em. You're learning Torah. That's Tam Tachton. But when it's Tam Elyon, you're making believe that you're actually standing by Har Sinai and you're accepting the Torah. So now it's not a question anymore. If you're just sitting and you're learning Torah and you're reading Tam Tachton and you read Bereishis and you sit and you read Noach and you sit and you read Parashas Shemos and you sit, and now when it comes to the Aseres HaDibros and you're learning Torah, now you stand. You got a problem. Why are you standing for this, not for that? This is the only thing that counts. Everything else doesn't. Chol of Yisrael doesn't count. But if the reason why I'm standing is not because I'm learning Torah, and it's because you're reenacting. It's a reenactment of Matan Torah. It's as if I'm there. I'm accepting the Torah. Oh, that's different. Reenactment. So by Matan Torah, Vayamud Kol Ha'am, everyone stood by the Har Sinai. The pasuk says they all stood, they accepted the Torah when they were standing. It's not Limud HaTorah, it's Kabbalas HaTorah. So then you're not giving more Hashivas to one part of the Torah over another part of the Torah. You're reliving the experience. Then there's no problem of Tiroides Haminim. Okay, so that's another idea. So let's review what we learned today. Aseres HaDibros. Number one, saying Aseres HaDibros. You're not allowed to say part of the Nusach HaTfilah Barabim in the Bracha. But before davening, some say Barabim, some yes, some not. But definitely you can say it privately, there's no issue whatsoever. And if you do say Barabim, it's a good time to say before Baruch Shem because of Reshek HaSempaz in the 10 times it says with Baruch. There's Aseres HaDibros in the Luchos. Then there is standing for the Aseres HaDibros from Elaine. Different machines of the Rambam, the Ashkenazim, and the reason why it's mutter because of Rav Moshe, because of the Chaviv, we will stand for other things, it's only Chavivos, not because it's anything special. What?
Standing up for the rabbi, that was
standing up for the rabbi, right? The mistake, who the rabbi wrote the letter, and then we have this Indian, the very important Indian to remember of reenactment, and that's why it's not a problem. Okay, so we'll stop here.